In a hospital, do not resuscitate means staff aren't supposed to give CPR if a patient's heart stops. It's an order doctors put into a patient's chart at the request of the patient. But these DNR orders can result in unintended consequences, the withholding of treatment before death. As WFPL's Lisa Gillespie reports, the misunderstanding is common in hospitals, both in Kentucky and around the country.
For Kathy Roden-Gogan, her first experience with Do Not Resuscitate or DNR orders came last year, 2 days after her father was admitted to Baptist Health Corbin with abdominal pain.
I was asleep. We had left the hospital about 9 the night before. So a little after 5, close to 5:30, my cell phone rang.
It was a nurse who told Roden-Gogan her father's heart rate was dropping.
So I asked her, has he been moved to ICU? And she said that he had a DNR, so they couldn't move him to ICU.
13 minutes later, before she could get to the hospital, Robert Roden's heart stopped.
It was terrible to have no goodbye.
Roden had a DNR, according to public records obtained from the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services. But his medical records show he had also requested some other treatment, like drugs that work to increase heart rate and a machine that works to restore breathing. Records show he didn't get that treatment before he died. And according to experts, confusion among hospital workers about what a DNR order actually means isn't uncommon.
DNR stands for Do Not Resuscitate and is what we call a code status order that refers to whether we attempt to perform CPR in the event that a patient's heart stops. DNR does not mean do not treat.
That was Sarah Rosenthal, the chair of the Ethics Committee at the University of Kentucky Hospital. Technically, DNR orders apply when a patient's heart stops. If the patient has a DNR, they've made it known they don't want CPR to restart their heart. But studies have shown DNR orders often wrongly affect the care patients receive before they die. Hospital staff either think a DNR order means they shouldn't give a patient treatment before death, or they assume a patient doesn't want treatment. Maxwell Virgo is a doctor at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in New Hampshire. He says hospital staff misunderstanding DNR orders is a nationwide issue, even at Dartmouth.
We've done surveys here that show that a DNR patient, everyone likes to extrapolate that out to before you're found dead, if you're DNR, they tend not to do other stuff because they kind of think that you're someone who wants less rather than more.
A 2008 study from Boston University found that patients with heart failure were much less likely to receive certain treatments if they had a DNR order. Virgo at Dartmouth says the problem often boils down to how a doctor interprets the patient's wishes, laid out in an electronic health record. These are called code status orders.
People use the code status order as like a catch-all for goals of care. You know, like, tell me all the life support you do and don't want, no matter whether your heart's beating or not. Those two patient groups are different, people who have died and people who are getting sicker.
To try to cut through the confusion, several states, including Kentucky, have adopted a new kind of form to try to make patients' desires clearer. It's called a Medical Orders for Scope of Treatment form, or MOST for short. It sets out whether a patient wants a DNR order if their heart stops. Then it moves on to what treatment the patient wants if they still have a pulse or are breathing. But Rosenthal with UK says not all hospitals in the state are using the form.
It's a relatively new form and it just requires more education. Basically, we need to just educate healthcare providers on the purpose of the form and the limitations of the form and how to use them.
Dartmouth is doing something about the confusion among their staff. They're making it a little easier to integrate their version of the MOST form into an electronic health record.
So I think our fix might for right now be a code status button that you can click and see, but that it'll have those two different categories in it, and that the providers will be trained to look at the patient and figure out which category they fit in, and then use the orders under that category to decide what may be reasonable to do.
That more clear-cut coding system might have helped Roden-Gogan's dad. After his death, Roden-Gogan contacted a patient advocate who filed a complaint with the state. The federal government examined the case, and the inspection found several instances where it seemed health workers were confused about Robert Roden's care, or in one case, even his identity. They called his family a day before he died to tell them Roden had passed away, when in fact, he was alive. But the inspector also found that Baptist Health Corbin didn't have a clear policy about when staff were expected to perform CPR. In a statement, Baptist Health Corbin says the hospital takes patients' end-of-life care decisions seriously. Rodin Gogant says she's going to work in Frankfurt to push for a more uniform way of displaying patients' DNR codes and desired treatment. In the meanwhile, she's being proactive. She recently did a version of the MOST form in video format with her primary care doctor, with the hope that if she's ever in the position her father was, her wishes will be more clear to hospital staff.
What does DNR mean to you? That was one of the questions. And I said, well, I'm confused on what it means, because to me, it means if my heart stops beating, you will not resuscitate me. But when my father was still breathing and still had a pulse, it meant he was not treated. So the doctor said to me, you're not the one that's confused. It's the hospital that's confused.
I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.